Chapter 23.
Look at this. A page one article with my byline and everything.
Norman held up the front page of the Brook Ridge Tribune, his face alive with excitement. It was the day after the fire, and they'd gathered in the front room of Lexi's bakery. Norman, Lexi, Jack, Anna, Nance, and the three ladies. Even Olivia, Larry, and Evelyn had joined them. Lexi had put out a tray of pastries, and the aromatic smell of rich coffee filled the room.
"That's wonderful, Norman," Nan said.
"I'm just glad the headline doesn't read, 'Killer Caterer Murders Millionaire,'" Anna joked.
"Me too," Lexi said. "That could have really killed our businesses."
Anna laughed. "Yep, but I knew we didn't make the mistake, and that you and Nance would figure it all out in the end.
And hopefully, this is the first of many front-page articles."
Norman nodded to Nance, Ruth, Ida, and Helen in turn.
"As well as the beginning of collaborating on many cases together."
"Hear, hear."
The four ladies raised champagne glasses filled with thick green juice and clinked them against Norman's glass.
"And don't forget that you were the hero of the day," Olivia gushed, referring to Norman's heroic rescue of Farfel from the clutches of the fire.
A blush crept up Norman's neck.
"Yeah, I guess I did finally do something heroic. And it's great that both dogs have a clean bill of health."
"Don't go getting too big for your britches,"
Ida wagged a finger at him.
"You still owe us a cleanup after coffee. And you too, Lexi."
Lexi grimaced.
"That's right. Too bad our cars are at the bottom of the pond. It might be a while before I can get over to Nan's."
"They did pull the cars out of the pond, actually,"
Jack said.
"But I don't think you guys are going to want them back. That pond has a very muddy bottom, and your cars are full of it. I hope you had good insurance."
"Well, at least you caught Cora," Olivia said.
"Yep, we got her at the airport right before she headed off on a one-way trip to Mexico."
Jack reached into his back pocket and pulled out an envelope.
"We found Wolf's computer and the folder with the photographs of the birthday party in her apartment. They're still at the police station as evidence, but we took the liberty of printing out the pictures for you."
Olivia slowly took the envelope Jack was holding out toward her. She flipped open the flap and thumbed through the pictures inside.
"These are the pictures from the birthday party. The last pictures of Daddy."
She sniffed as her eyes filled with tears. Larry put his arm around her, glancing in at the pictures.
"It's great that we've got these of Daddy and Winston, too. I'm sorry they're gone, but we still have each other."
Olivia beamed up at him.
"Well, Larry, I'll admit this juice is tasty."
Nance took a sip from her glass, then puckered her lips.
"But I have to say I prefer coffee."
Larry chuckled.
"I wanted to bring you some, seeing as the juice almost made me a murder suspect."
Nance blanched.
"Well, it did seem like the perfect way to poison him."
Larry shrugged.
"I always brought fresh juice to the club on Wednesdays, trying to get people on the health bandwagon and drum up business for the market. So, naturally, I brought some that day for Winston to drink."
Nance nodded.
"What were you two arguing about that day?"
Larry's face fell.
"After I talked to you about him at the farmer's market, it got me thinking that maybe I should try to help him with his gambling and anger problems. But he wouldn't even admit he had them. It got kind of heated and we argued."
"Now, that's not your fault."
Evelyn patted Larry's arm.
"Right. Let's look on the positive side."
Larry put his hand over Evelyn's.
"The three of us get to control the company now, and we can put the corporate resources to good use."
"That's right."
Evelyn nodded.
We can stop the retail development of that beautiful land on Meadow Road and use it for a community organic farming initiative instead.
And branch out into the herbal dog food business?
Larry winked at Olivia. Olivia's smile widened. And now that Steve and I will have corporate backing for the dog food line, we can start production right away, instead of waiting for an investor, and get a proper facility instead of fiddling around in secret in the back rooms of the canine center.
We're going to be able to do a lot of good with that company now, change the way it operates, and instill a new company culture and traditions, Evelyn said.
And start new family traditions, too,
Larry added, giving both Olivia and Evelyn a hug. Lexi's heart surged for the three of them. It looked like this whole nasty business had a silver lining after all. Olivia and Larry were going to get the close relationship they both had said they missed, and Larry and Evelyn were free to become more than just in-laws.
"Looks like all's well that ends well," Ida summed up Lexi's feelings as she bit into her lemon square.
"Except for the part where I have to go on a date with Stan," Helen said.
Everyone laughed. Lexi had almost forgotten about the big sacrifice Helen had made for the sake of getting information on the case. Jack slid his arm around Lexi's shoulders.
"I hope you ladies have had enough sleuthing for a while. Especially you, Lexi."
Lexi chewed on her bottom lip, eyeing Nan's and the other women's expectant faces. She knew none of them would want to take a break from sleuthing, but the truth was, she could use a little less excitement in her life for the moment.
"Well, I do need to focus on the bakery," she said. "I've been neglecting it while chasing leads on this case, so some downtime might not be a bad thing."
Nans, Ruth, Ida, and Helen nodded.
"We wouldn't want to run out of pastries to bribe our suspects with," Ruth joked.
"And don't forget, we have a lot of work to do packing up my house," Jack reminded her. "In fact, I'd like to claim your spare time for the rest of the summer."
Lexi smiled up at Jack. Giving him all her spare time didn't seem like such a bad idea at all. Of course, she could think of much more interesting things they could be doing than boxing up old dishes, but maybe they could fit some of those interesting things in between packing and cleaning. Yep. Now that she thought about it, taking a break from sleuthing to get Jack's house ready for sale didn't seem like such a bad idea at all. After all, what trouble could she possibly get into while cleaning decades of clutter out of an old house? The end.